Blog Talk Radio.
True to ourselves. And Cartrell said, I can sing and praise Yah. Let me do it. We got to be true to ourselves. We got to be true to ourselves. We got to study the Most High. We got to be true to ourselves. Praise Yah. We got to be true to ourselves. Praise Yah. And we certainly do. My name is Yom Sufar Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. And bless his holy name. See, we've been true to everybody else's culture. We've even been a color continent, and we like it. Oh, that's what I am, a black continent. Stop it, my people, stop it. No, you're not a color, and you're certainly not a continent. So that's why we have to be true to ourselves. And how do we be true to ourselves? We let the Most High footstep be our pathways. We follow him because he know us far better than anyone else knows us. Although our enemies study us quite well, and they keep us confined because they study us. So why don't we be true to ourselves and study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and learn to do right by each other, learn to be supportive of one another, and learn to love one another. Because right now, the evidence doesn't lie. We are a monstrosity because we have been social engineered and conditioned to love anything that remotely looks like us, not willing to listen to it, not willing to take counsel from it, and certainly willing to kill it and write a rap song about it. No, we got to be true to ourselves. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That's the primary reason why we're here tonight and every night, Monday through Friday, because we are true to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and we're certainly true to one another. Praise Yah. And some of you perhaps are wondering, Yom Suf, who are the we that we need to be true to? Well, I can tell you two in particular that loves you so much that they're here every Monday through Friday when time permits. And they don't get paid a dime for this. They're not seeking special accolades. They're seeking to share the truth, being true to one another. Sister Abigail from New York City, and Brother Cartrell from New York City, and yours truly, Yom Suf. And we're happy that you decided to come study with us so we can help sharpen you. We can sharpen one another. We need to listen. We need to study. We need to discuss. And we need to study some more. Brothers and sisters, we have to learn to be true to ourselves. Praise Yah. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is high. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praise and glory to Yah, and it's so good to be back. So, shalom.
It's good to have you back. Hey, you didn't like my singing? You're a real hater.
I didn't hear the singing.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't hear you singing.
Okay. If you said, what you tried to say, it wasn't no singing.
No, right. What did you sing?
We got to be true to ourselves. We got to be true to ourselves. Praise Yah. We got to be true to ourselves. Hallelujah.
Okay.
How you like
that? That's cool. So you got it.
I got it. Thank you, my sister. Praise Yah. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot, bro. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. How y'all doing out there? Sister Abby, y'all,
we're doing well,
brother.
Doing good, brother.
All praises. And if Sister Abby, I had heard the song, who made that song, Yamsu?
Ziggy Marley.
And if she had heard Ziggy sing it, she probably wouldn't have said what she said.
That was cool. You know that was cold. Hey, man. You know, Sister Avia.
We got to lift each other up.
Sister Avia, I always fall for the okie doke. I'm thinking he really wants to go to steal. And he's going to come. Oh, boy.
The song is on point. You got to be true to yourself.
Exactly.
But most of our people, like you said, don't even know who they are. Black,
exactly.
African-American, Negro, colored, that's not who you are. That's who our enemies told us that we are, and we running with it. So we study these studies to learn what our roots, our culture, our history, what our nationality is. And we, exactly. It's amazing. We're just talking about the birth of our nation coming out of Egypt.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
So great it's about job. Us and it's about, yeah, my relationship. No doubt.
Exactly. No doubt, my brother. No doubt. All right. Thank you, Katriel. Thank you, Sister Abby. And thank you, fellow students, who have joined us today in these essential studies. And praise the Most High. Y'all ready to get busy?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. Turn to the 13th chapter of Shemot. Now, I know some of you call it Exodus. That is not the name. That's a Greek name. The Hebrew name is Shemot. Means the book of names. And the most primary one is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. So let's get started, shall we? May the Most High continue to order and direct our steps so that we don't need to our own understanding and let his footstep be our pathway. Meaning his word and his word only. Not, no, I didn't say anything about the Pope. I said Yah's word, okay? And here's a part of our culture that we, some of us are quite unaware of. And the significance and importance of our firstborn. And you place value in our firstborn. Now, Yah spoke to Moses saying, consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both man and beast is mine. Yah said, they mine. Okay? But here's how you got it. Because of the Passover. He saved them. He saved all the firstborn of Mizraim, the firstborn of the animals. So Yah said, they mine, they ain't yours no more. Okay?
So who's Yah's firstborn?
I didn't say nothing about no Jesus, okay? I didn't say nothing about Yeshua. Okay? The firstborn is all his children of Israel is his firstborn. His firstborn males.
That's why Christians don't read the Old Testament.
They don't want to read it because they don't want to know the true contrail. And they want you in the dark, too, about this matter. Yah's footstep is not their pathway. Thus, they have the new thing. They have their own thing.
So it's very important to know who Yah's firstborn is. Because exactly. In this chapter, he's telling the nation that from here on out, you have to dedicate your firstborn son based on how you became a nation. I killed all the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast. Now exactly. You have to dedicate your firstborn son, and every beast that you have that has a firstborn male has to be dedicated to Yah.
Exactly. But there is a way to redeem your son. We're going to find that out too, Cartrell. Mm-hmm. And Moses, remember the day which you went out of Mizraim, out of the house of Bunt. No, let me go back up. Yeah, Moses said to the people, he's speaking to the people, us, Israel, remember this day in which you went out of the land of Mizraim, out of the house of bondage, for by the, not by your own strength, but by the hand of Yah. See, Katriel, see, that's our problem. We wanna wear placards to say, I am a man, hands up, don't shoot me, my life matter. We want to march to their capital, around their capital, and making demands from them. But see, our ancients knew where therein lies their strength, not by what they did, per se, which is basically cry out to the Most High. Now, this is what we all be doing, Cartrell. We ought to acknowledge our ancients' mistakes, and we need to pray for our ancients. We need to acknowledge our own mistakes and pray for ourselves. We need to cry out to the Most High to, by his strength, give us relief from these situations, these captivities that we find ourselves in. And furthermore, if you want something to do, you ain't got to march up around their capital. You ain't got to vote in that thing. What you need to do is be doing something for your folk. You need to be doing something for the widow women. You need to be doing something for the needy. You need taking a look poor babies and girls, like Katria asked y'all for a nickel show. So that could be utilized to do something while you're waiting. It's just that simple. Katria, what say you, my brother?
You forgot to mention that they got our people running around chasing bunnies, looking for Easter eggs. But the Most High told us to remember
Always true. Always true, Katria.
Most of us told us to remember this day as a nation. We remember Columbus Day and Mother's Day and Thanksgiving and Christmas. But we don't remember this day that made us a nation.
Exactly.
And this is so critical to who we are. By strength of hand, the Most High heard our cry and brought us out from the house of bondage.
Right.
That's what we have to remember as a nation. And then we have to give up our firstborn sons and the firstborn that break the womb.
Exactly. Praise God.
We don't remember that, dude.
No, we need to start remembering because therein lies our antidote and solution, Cartrell.
No doubt.
It's true, my brother. No doubt. Thank you, Cartrell. Remember on this day in which you went out of Pithoram, out of the house of bondage, by the strength of hand, the LM brought you out of this place. Like he's going to bring us out of this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. On this day, you're going out in the month of Abib. I'm not talking about the Roman calendar. It shall be when Yah brings you into the land. Look at this. Make the connection. What's to transpire? Because foreigners' ordinance is a who, when, where, and how. And the where is in this statement right here. It should be when Yah brings you into the land of Hittites, Canaanites, Amorites, Hivites, Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you. A land with milk, and that's why I always say you need to know the who, what, when, where, and how when you're talking in reference to Yah. He tells you the where. This transpires in our own land, not in nobody else's land, and certainly not in captivity. He swore to your fathers to give you a land flowing with milk and honey that you may keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And on the seventh day, there shall be a feast to the Elohim. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days. And no leavened bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leavened bread be seen among in your quarters, even in your house. And you shall tell your son in that day. We need to be telling our children something. Most of our people don't tell our children anything. That's why they don't know nothing. They're like little dumb bunnies. This is done because of what the Elohim did for me when I came from Mitzrayim. It shall be as a sign to you on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes that the Elohim law may be in your month, not their month. For with a strong hand, the Elohim has brought you out of Mitzrayim, which he would do so for us too. You shall therefore keep this ordinance and his season from year to year, continual. And here's the specifications for that, my brothers and sisters. The law.
Before
the
you go to specifications,
go ahead. Go ahead.
So you mean to tell me that the Jews went from one black nation, Mizraim, and the Most High gave them the land of the Canaanites, another black nation. They went from one black nation to another black nation. But these are Jews from Europe, Ashkenazi.
No. These are, I don't know nothing about the name Jew anyway. I know it's a derivative of Yehudite, but I don't know what the hell a Jew is. I know what a Yehudite is, and that's only one tribe. I know the nation is called Israel, and one tribe of that nation was Yehudites. What about the Benjamins, Benjamins? What about the Levites? Mm-hmm. What about the Asher? What about Reuben? What about Dan? I guess they forgot them. I don't know who them people is over there. Okay?
Yeah.
And I don't...
They hijacked this day from us, didn't they?
Exactly.
As people look at Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, as belonging to who? The Jews.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. It's a Jewish holiday.
Oh, is that right? That ain't what Yah said. If you're going to define who you are, Yah defines who you are, and it's a specification and defining process. And I don't see nowhere in the Torah by some Jew. Okay? And so if they want to define themselves as Jews, by all means, I'm certainly not one. I'm a Hebrew Israelite from a certain tribe, which I have no knowledge of. But when the Most High come back, he'll let me know where I'm from. I'm good with that. But now, as far as these great pretenders, oh, man, this ain't the first rodeo. They've been trying to take everything from us since the very beginning of this nation, and it hadn't stopped. But when they dumb you down, you don't know who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing, and they're calling themselves you by a false definition. Well, shame on you. Now, they ain't no Jew. I'm the real Jew. Oh, is that right now? No, they are Jews. And I'm not no real Jew. I'm a Hebrew Israelite from a certain tribe. Right now, I'm good with that. I'm not trying to emulate them. I'm not trying to be like them. I'm not trying to get with them. I'm trying to find who I am, what I am, and what I should be doing, and when and where I should be doing it, according to the Most High footstep being my pathway. Praise y'all. Andrea, what say you, my brother?
So we can see that Jewish people don't fit into the narrative of the story.
No, they certainly don't.
And how they hijack our story is plain to see because people don't read. This was the birth of a nation, the nation of Israel.
Exactly.
He gave us the land of the Canaanites. Who are the Canaanites? The Canaanites are the children of Ham. Who is Mizraim? Mizraim are the children of Ham. Now imagine Ashkenazi Jews bouncing back and forth between Mizraim and Canaan.
Brother, ain't no way Joseph could have pretended to be Mizraim, a white boy sitting on second in command. They would have, hey, that's one of our kind, ain't that? No, of course, you know what? Let me break it down to you like you 4 years old. Those Mizraims look similar in nature to Hebrew Israelites. If you look on some of their walls and their drawings, which they have desecrated by knocking some of their noses off and whatnot, you would have seen what they look like. They look like brothers and sisters from Mizraim. So, ain't no way Joseph could have blended in that. They not, man, that's a white boy. That boy look like us. Oh, he didn't look like no white folk. He blended in because he looked like Hebrew Israelites who looked somewhat remotely like Mizraimites. It's just that simple. We make everything hard, Cartrell, unfortunately, because we don't study. We take at face value whatever they tell us, and we go along with it. We're not following the LOM. We're following them, the system of universal white race supremacy, which is the outpost of our nation out there representing them and their interests. They got a big gay parade organization out there. Come on now. They got the gay flag. Well, they flag. They took that too. They took that rainbow to represent y'all won't flood the world anymore for destruction. They done took it and said, you be proud for how you be. Switch it twice. Have the other boys to watch. Come on. And you want to be a Jew? By all means. You be that. But I'm not one. Go ahead, Akacha. What you got to say, my brother?
Gosh, it's Jewish Passover, man. It's the Jewish Passover. Come on, man.
Oh, okay. The gay thing.
It's a holiday.
Oh, there's a holiday. Okay. Whatever they said. But I don't follow anything they said, Cartrell. And I advise anybody else that's a Hebrew Israelite, don't do that. Let the Most High footstep be your pathways, his words, not the nonsense they concocted to steal your identity. All right, Cartrell, fellow students. Here's the specifications for the law of the firstborn. It shall be when Yah brings you into, where is this to happen? Did it say anything about captivity, coming from captivity? It says this ordinance brings you when Yah brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your fathers, and give it to you, that you shall set apart to Yah all that open the womb, that is every firstborn that comes from an animal which you have, the males shall be Yah's. But every firstborn of a donkey, he don't want no stupid stubborn donkey. You shall redeem this donkey. Y'all don't like donkey stubborn folk like that. Donkeys are real stubborn, just like some of us. You shall redeem with a lamb this donkey, this stubborn donkey. And if you will not redeem, now you don't want to redeem this land. Here's what Yah tells you, this donkey. You shall break his neck, because what's mine is mine. And I don't want y'all, if you ain't going to redeem it, I don't want nobody getting any use out of that donkey. Break his neck. And all
imagine
the firstborn,
breaking a donkey's neck.
Man, you got a hard
time. You try
task
to break a donkey's neck if you want to.
Well, we were rather a little hefty and healthy back then before we got in all these captivities. We were robust young men and young women, very robust. You know, you remember our forefather Isaac and well, not Isaac, was Zaku, rolled that stone back and whatnot. And it took, what, several other people to roll it? And this robust young man just rolled that stone off that well water and whatnot. So, and another one of them did the very same thing. So we were much more healthier, much more robust, and much more stalwart. And
so
I believe, I believe
so would a donkey.
And so did donkey too. True that, my brother. True that. I ain't gonna argue with you on that point, but I think it would be a difficult task to break that donkey's neck. But so it seemed, folks got it done though. Got it done.
Wouldn't you rather offer a sheep than try to break a donkey's neck?
That's what I'm saying. If I'm not going to redeem it, man, I ain't going to have to mess with that donkey. I'm going to go buy me a sheep for my neighbor or whatnot and go and redeem that donkey. You're right, Patrick. You're right. Thank you, Katria. So the east shall be, and all the firstborn of man according to your sons, you shall redeem your sons. It shall be, when your sons ask you in time come, saying, what is this thing? Why are we doing this? That you should say to him, not by voting, not by marching, not by protesting, not by wearing placards, I'm a man, not by wearing t-shirts that say I'm a man, not by voting, marching, protesting, and so on and so forth. But by the
chasing strength, eat the bunnies for the eggs if they don't let.
No, bro. Ain't none of that here. Ain't none of that here. They give recognition. We give recognition to the Elohim. Because every 2 years ain't got you nowhere. Every 4 years ain't got you nowhere. All your marching, protesting, and wearing signs and placards to say you a man. Yeah, they know you're a man, but they don't care less about you being a man. They know your lives matter, but it simply don't matter to them. You need to get that in your peace pipe and smoke on that and learn that whatever you got going on ain't for mankind. You here. He on you. Whatever you got going on in the future, it's going to be from the strength of the Most High. Stop lying to yourselves and one another. Talking about, if I vote every 2 years, you've been saying that 403 years in counting. If I march every year, if I wear a t-shirt or a placard that says my life matter or I'm a man, all things going to change. You know the definition of insanity, Cartier, Sister Abby, and fellow students, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. We're doing the same thing over and over again, 403 years in counting. That's just like that donkey. That's just like that donkey, Cartier. Go ahead, brother.
So when Barack Obama told us change is going to come, you mean to tell me he was lying?
Yeah, he was lying. Yeah, it came for the gay folks. It ain't come for you. He came for them.
Change is gonna come.
Yeah. They had no intention of making the changes that you needed. And it ain't up to them to make changes that we needed. We need. It's up to us to help initiate the change that we need by virtue of praying for our ancient ones and the mistakes they made, by praying for ourselves and the continued mistakes we made, by crying out to the Most High. We need help. And also, while we're waiting on that help, doing right by one another. That's what we need to be doing, Katya. Working on us, depending on us, and depending upon our Elohim. That's how change going to come. It's true, brother. Contrail, what say you, my brother?
Change is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And the necessary changes that we need to make, we're reading about them now.
Exactly.
Can we make those difficult changes?
Well, if we want real change, we're going to have to make those difficult changes and choices.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Praise Yah, Contrail.
Praise Yah.
And thank you, God. Thank you, Sister Abia. And it said, and it came to pass when Pharaoh was stubborn, just like that donkey, about letting us go, that Yah killed all the firstborn in the land of Mithraim, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore, I sacrifice to Yah all males that open the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. It will be as a sign on your hand and as frontlets between your eyes. You need to focus on this. For by the strength of the hand of Yah brought us out of Mithraim. It's going to happen again. Not by you voting every 2 years. Not by you voting every 4 years. Not by you crying and snot running out your nose, talking about your life matter. Not by saying, hands up, don't shoot me. They got more bullets for you. Not by wearing T-shirts and placards saying you a man. They know you men and women. They just could care less about you being men and women. Your antidote and solution is not their way. Your antidote and solution is the Most High way. Go ahead, Cartrell.
How about praying to Jesus?
You need to stop it, brother. You need to stop it. I didn't read that country.
No, I don't need to stop it. The people out there praying to Jesus for salvation need to stop it.
Yeah, well, you know, they love following universal white race supremacy. They love following the gods of universal white race supremacy. They hate following their own Elohim Yah. You know, he's forever and ever, ever, and ever, ever, ever. But they don't get that. They said some new things by virtue of their enemy who love them so much in 403 years, ain't never lynched them, ain't never raped them, ain't never robbed them, ain't never killed them. Oh, they got your best interest at heart. Oh, they really looking out for you. All right, Cocktail. What'd you say about that, my brother?
That's the state and condition we find ourselves in.
Yeah.
We don't know the Old Testament like we should.
And that's the problem. Therein lies our dilemma, my brother. Therein lies our dilemma. And that's why we study
these. We definitely are not dedicating our firstborn sons to the Most High.
No.
Like he told us to.
No. We're in captivity. Therefore, I sacrifice to Yah all males that open the womb, but all the firstborn of my son I redeemed. It should be as a sign on your hand and as frontless. This needs to be right between your eyes. You need to focus on these things. For by the strength of hand that the Elohim brought us at of Mithraim. And the final thing is about the wilderness way, how we came. Now, we could have took the easy way, but Yah needed to get our minds right. Our minds were right when we first left there. We could have went the short route, but the Most High knows us. He know if I run these guys into a warlike situation, they going to skedaddle right back to Mithraim. They ain't ready for this. So I'm going to give them the long scenic journey. Yeah, that was a shorter route than what we took. But the Most High, he tell you why I didn't let my people take the short route. Because they need to know fundamentals. They need to know who they are, and what they should be doing. And they need to learn how to follow instructions. Just like now, Cartrell, fellow students. It came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, and Yah did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although it was near, for Yah said, speaking in reference to us, I'm not going to take them the short route. They need to go the long way. They need to learn fundamentals. Least perhaps the people change their mind when they see war, because people ain't going to give you nothing easy. And return to Mithra, run right back to Mithra, run right back to their captivity. He know his people. So Yah led the people around by the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up in an orderly race, discipline, out of the land of Mithraim. And Moses, and this is what I like about Moses and us back then, because we were committed superficially. We were committed to do the right things. But in depth, we were shaky. We were shaky as a cat on a hot tin roof because we didn't understand instruction, discipline, and self-control and trusted in Yah. And we had to learn that the hard way. But yeah, we had some semblance of discipline. And they walked away in a disciplined manner. And here's what I said I like about Moses and our kind, our culture. They made a promise to Joseph, which they kept. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel on a solemn oath, saying, Yah will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here with you. As Cartrell alludes to, and I have to agree with it. He was a man, he was a spiritual man. He knew when them universal white race supremacists come, they're going to go through your graves. They're going to dig up your bones. They're going to put them on display in their museums. He knew that. And he didn't want to be on display in somebody's museum. You know, so that's why he made his people committed, his culture. Y'all got to take me up out of here. It's going to get real ugly for the Mithraimites. Real ugly. They're going to shoot off the sphinx nose because they don't want the folks to think they looked anything remotely like them. They're going to whitewash some of their writings and pictures on the wall. They're going to dig up bones and put it in their British museum, their French museum, the Irish museum, the Greek museum, the German museum. They got them all over the place. He's a man of
Brooklyn.
You ain't lying, my brother. They still whitewashing it, though, Cartrell. And finally, thank you, Cartrell and Sister Abigail and the fellow Sue. So they took their journey. Where did the journey start from? From Sokol, which was closed by Goshen, and camped in Etham at the edge of the wilderness. And Yah went before them. Here I went before them to lead them. Yah went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so as to see by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people while he was leading them out of captivity. Praise Yah, Kadra. We were committed to time. We kept our word to our people. We loved our people. And I said, Joseph was a man full of prophecy, dreams. And I'm sure, I suspect he dreamed about what's going to happen to the Mithraimites. Mithraim. People was going to come in. The Italians shoot the nose off the Sphinx. They was going to be these grave robbers talking about they're doing archaeology, but which is, in fact, they're stealing all the gold. And obliterating the actual pictures. They left some, but for the most part, they don't want you to know who you are. That's whitewashing. From that time, Cartrell, and you talked about it once before. You remember, what's that comedian? Richard Pryor. And they had a little skit. And I saw that, man, you spoke about it. And when they went into it was two white guys and Richard Pryor. And when they found out those people look somewhat remotely like us. I think they tried to lock Richard Pryor in the tomb, or they did, didn't they, Cartrell?
they backed out. While he making a discovery, they backed out and closed the door.
And locked him in the tomb. And they still got us locked in the tombs in our mind, Cartrell.
But that was the front that blew the Sphinx nose off, Napoleon.
Yep. Yeah, Napoleon, yeah, the French guy. Napoleon Bonaparte.
Mm-hmm.
They all do so much together, Cartrell. Sometimes you have to study them sometimes, because they all just kick, all of them always play tag on us. It's true. They don't want us to know anything. And they don't want us to know how to do anything. That's why they tell us go to their God, Jesus, to save them. All right. How that working out, Katrina? 403 years. Jesus will get you burnt up in them churches or get you lynched on top of the church and get you buried under the church. Come on. Come on.
So Jesus was supposed to be from the tribe of Judah.
Oh, is that right?
But they gave him a Greek name, Jesus. Because
that's their God. Like, they created it.
It's like they turned Mizraim into Egypt and Cush into Ethiopia. It shows the impact that universal white racial supremacy or the Greeks, the Greco-Roman Empire, impacted world history.
Exactly.
You got to know the history. Like you said, got to study them. Got to know what they did, what damage they've done.
And continue to do. If you don't know what universal white race supremacy is, Neely Fuller Jr. says, and Hyde works, you're going to be totally confused about everything. It is the last kingdom. It's the last kingdom with their feet mixed with metal. All these nations come. Mixed together, making this system of universal white race. They got different names for different nations, but all these nations work together to keep us under their foot. A conglomerate of nations by mud mixed together. It's true. That's why Putin cutting up. They always seem to find a way to attack one another. They seem a way to, as long as you ain't doing the right thing, they gonna always pick at one another. You let your mind get right. They're going to stop and tag one another and come get your behind. They don't want you to know the truth. Sadly to say, Cartrell and fellow suitor, some of us don't want to know the truth. That's why we said, you got to be true to yourself. You got to be true to Yah. And you got to be true to one another. Praise Yah and bless his holy name and bless each of you. Cartrell, my brother. Hallelujah. Any commentaries, my brother? Otherwise, you have the mic. You and Sister Abia.
For what you just said, Donald Trump is the perfect example.
Exactly. Exactly.
They doing everything in their power to protect this man, guard this man, keep this man out of jail. If that was Barack Obama, they would have threw him in jail and threw away the key by now.
Sure.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. We are awake, we are aware of who Yah is, who we are, and what we're dealing with in our situation. The Most High gives us the way out of the situation. It is by his strong hand, his outstretched arm, that he's going to change things. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. It's Psalms 34. If I remember correctly.
Yes, you're correct, brother.
So, what kind of title you got, y'all?
Let me put my reading specs on. You know, that's what it said down south. Let me put my reading specs on.
Put that sandwich down.
No, I hadn't eaten anything. I'm going to fix me some hamburgers tomorrow, most high willing. And I got some chicken and some mac and cheese that I made. And the wife picked up some green beans. That's some leftover from yesterday. You know, Yom Sukin. Cookie, yeah. You don't soup get down like that. It's true. All right, Katria. So Savia, 34, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And this is so right on point, Katria. After what we studied, by the hand and the strength of Yah, it says, the happiness of those who trust in Yah. So synchronized. The happiness of those who trust in Yah. I'm certainly happy, Cartier. Are you happy?
Most definitely, since I was 14.
Exactly. Sister Abia, I'm happy.
I'm deliriously happy.
Praise Yah, I am too. The happiness of those who trust in Yah, because you know him. You don't know the God of your enemies. You know your Elohim, your Yah. And it says a psalm of King David when he pretended madness before Amalek, who drove him away and he departed. A psalm of King David when he pretended madness before Amalek, who drove him away and he departed. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And we should know that point in time in our history, right? We study the book.
Exactly.
Because how did he get in that predicament? He was running from King Saul.
Right.
And he was forced to be face to face with the Philistines. So he had to act like he was crazy. Because the Philistines feared him.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that he killed the giant, Goliath. Took his head off.
You mean to tell me King David didn't take our lead? You know, you sure he didn't march around Amalek saying, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. My life matter. My hands up. Don't shoot me with arrows. Can I vote in y'all stuff every 2 and every 4 years? You sure that wasn't in there, what it said?
And he sure didn't say, I'm that dude that took your man's head and cut it off. So you better back up.
Okay, I just want to be certain. I just want to be certain because I need the listeners to be certain, the students to be certain. He didn't do none of that. Okay. He didn't go to his enemy looking for solutions. Okay, thank you, Katya.
And even though he acted like he was crazy in front of their eyes the whole time, what do you say? He's happy because he trusted in Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they call a leap of faith. Because trusting in Yah is like trusting in air. We trust in air, don't we?
We don't see it, but it's there.
Oh, yeah. And it's everywhere, isn't it?
It's vital to our very existence.
It's like Yah. Okay. That's how you should think of Yah. Can't see air, but it's everywhere. And if it wasn't there, you'd be dead.
Well, Contreras, if we're trusting in our enemies for 103 years in county, and we really see no difference. We see a bunch of lies. They got warehouses of lies. We see a bunch of promises. They got warehouses of promises. But we don't see any real change. So it would be incumbent upon us to trust who can deliver the trust. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Yah, I, Elohim, who delivered the trust for our ancient and can deliver the trust for us. Praise Yah.
You know who never trusted them?
Who was that, country?
The Native Americans, the Indians,
no,
they call them.
They ain't never trusted.
They said the white man speaks with a pork tongue. And
they tried to warn us. They tried to warn us. They ain't gonna do right by y'all. But when we came to sign up for no trust, they had to sign up to be buffalo soldiers. They keep the natives down. Go ahead, Cottrell.
Or we think they're going to do some kind of operation to close up the side of the neck that they speak out of.
Exactly. That's what they need to be working on, at the side of their neck, closing up those warehouses of lies and promises. And the sad thing about that, country and the fellas, too, we still fall for the okey-doke. Fall right into the trap. Every 2 years.
Listen
every
to the rhetoric.
Right.
Come out the side of their neck.
Exactly. If somebody want to do right for you, you ain't got to go 403 years for it to get done. If they want to do right by you, it would have been done. So they have no intention on doing right by us. You got to be true to yourself. You got to know who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing. That's the bottom line. You got to be true to yourself. Stop lying to yourselves and one another.
My father always told me, I don't judge you by what you say, Dane. I judge you by what you do. Because actions speak louder than words.
Praise Yah, God.
I see what these people do, and I see what Yah has done. And I put my trust in Yah. I put all my eggs in his basket. And all the rest, I'll leave to y'all.
You and me and Sister Avia, ourselves, and the fellow students, I assure you, I suspect, thinks the very same way, Katria. They know where to put their trust in. They know the history of this country with us, the lies, the deception, the duplicity, the promises, the 40 acres and a mule. I ain't never seen that there mule in that 40 acres.
And you ain't gonna ever see it, promise. I promise you that.
I believe you, brother. You ain't got to tell me twice. You fool me once. What they say? Fool me once. Shame on
Shame
you.
Shame on me.
But we 403 years, we've been doing the same thing. Been getting fooled.
We have not learned to put our trust in Yah.
Therein lies our dilemma, Cartrell. Praise Yah.
It's a hard thing to do. Trust me, it's not easy. Oh, just trust in Yah. Okay. If you don't know Yah, how you gonna trust in it? If you know Yah, yes. So that's why it's so important to get into the mind of King David. What made King David trust in Yah so much? And he's gonna give you the breakdown from his mind. So we see him at the point where he's at the border of the Philistines, these giants, and other people of color, because the Philistines are Mizraim too. I know y'all didn't know that. The Philistines, King Abimelech, he's Mizraim too. But they're the Philistine nation. Praise Yah. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. You're in the creation of our King, King David. Psalms 34, verse 1. I will bless Yah at all times. Raise your hand if you bless Yah at all times. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. His praise will always be in my mouth. My soul shall boast in Yah. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify Yah with me, and let us exalt his name together. We give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for allowing us this platform to magnify and exalt Yah's name. All praise. I sought Yah. Are you seeking Yah? Raise your hand if you're seeking Yah, because this is the secret to King David's power. I sought Yah, and he answered me. You're going to get a response. And deliver me from all my fears. How many fears you got? Because you shouldn't have any if you trust in Yah. They looked to him and were radiant. Yeah, if you trust in Yah and look to Yah and seek Yah, and he answers you, you will be radiant. Their faces shall never be covered in shame. The poor man cried, and Yah heard him, and saved him out of all his trouble. How many troubles? Whatever trouble you got, just cry out to Yah.
But Cartrell,
yes, sir.
Cartrell, may I say something to my brother? It seems like they took Yah from them, us, and gave him Jesus.
Yes.
They took Yah from us, took the knowledge and understanding of Yah and one another, our culture, and they gave us Jesus. How did trade off work out? How did trade off work out?
We took Yah from ourselves.
Yep, true.
We had the opportunity to be connected and never let go of the Most High. But our ancestors did, right? Ain't nobody did that but them.
Exactly.
And the Most High said, as a result, I'm going to scatter you, and you're going to serve the gods that your fathers did not know, gods of wood and stone.
And we
serve Yah. Here we are.
Allah, Buddha, Jesus, and so on and so forth.
And every other god under the sun. And Hare Krishna, too.
You ain't lying, my brother.
I've seen a brother with a bald head, paint on their face,
talking
about Hare Krishna. Okay, all right.
And I think one of our brothers went up in a comet with them comet people that killed themselves.
Oh, no.
And David Koresh people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We all over the place worshiping God. David Koresh, they burnt up with the David. They went up in a comet when they killed themselves, laid on the bed with little tennis shoes on. And, we are serving their gods all over.
And don't even mention Jim Jones.
Oh, Lord have mercy. And took the little babies with them. Man, we are 20 babies, hundreds of little babies. Our thinkers are broken because we don't know the LOM. And because we don't know the LOM, we do crazy, messy, monstrosity mess, Cartrell.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
So those who know Yah, they look to him and are radiant. Their faces shall never be covered with shame. The poor man cried, and Yah heard him, and saved him out of all, not some, not a few, not most, but he saved him out of all his troubles. Yah's angels encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. We can't see his angels, can we? I know they saw him in ancient times.
Oh, yeah.
But they're there. They ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
Oh, taste and see that Yah is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. How King David know that? King David's troubles is way more than the troubles we face today. You think we got troubles? Try walking in King David's shoes. And he knew the solution to his problem was taking refuge in Yah. We have that ability today. Do we take refuge in Yah? Are you taking refuge in some Messiah, some Savior, some fantasy?
They take reference in their medications that they put on TV every night that the side effect kill you more or didn't solve your problem. They take reference in their medication. Hey, what they say in the medication? If you bleeding in the mouth and in the nose, call your doctor. If your feet turn backwards, call your doctor. Come on, man.
If you feel suicidal, call somebody quick.
Crazy, brother. Crazy.
Yeah, man. So I trust in the angels that's in camp around me and our people. All you got to do is call in Yah, and these angels will act to deliver you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I grew up in Harlem. I give thanks to the Most High. I never got shot, never got stabbed, never got jumped, beat up. Came out clean. A lot of people can't say that.
That's true.
Especially a lot of my friends.
Mine too.
Blessed is the man who take refuge in him, and I've done that since I was 14. Take refuge in Yah. Oh, fear Yah, you his saints. And we ain't talking about St. Patty and St. Mary and St. Martha. When he calls his saints, he's talking about the nation of Israel. We are the saints of the Most High. You remember that song? Oh, when the saints
go marching in.
We the saints, and we have to fear Yah. Fear Yah, you his saints, for there is no lack with those who fear him. You could be poor, but Yah will give you what you need. And King David said it. Yah is my shepherd, I shall not want. And our enemies got us wanting everything. Wanting everything.
Yeah, we're not worshiping our LOM. Don't know him. That's why we want everything. Ain't got nothing. And keep running to them to get answers and solutions and antidotes. Crazy.
Yes, King David said, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But those who seek Yah shall not lack any good thing. We don't have much, but everything that you got is good. It may not be much, but everything you got is good. That's all you want.
Hallelujah.
Come, children. Listen to me. King David's trying to give us a message. I will teach you the fear of Yah. And that's how you got to get on King David's fan club, because he teaches you how to fear Yah. Who is someone who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil. You got to be disciplined with that. Because people get emotional, they get angry, and they'll say anything off the top of their head.
Exactly.
So keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. And we know we live in a nation, they fluent with their lies. And you don't want to be like them.
No, you don't.
It says depart from evil and do good. That's all you got to do to live a long life and be connected with Yah. Depart from evil. You know what's evil, and you know how to do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
I think you may have been mistaken. It says seek every 2 years and every 4 years of voting and pursue it. Is that what it said?
No, it says seek the people that's trying to bring the Most High's word out and debate with them.
Okay. Did it say seek wearing plaques and t-shirts talking about you a man and your hands up and your life matter and pursue it? That what it said?
We already told us what we were supposed to legal. It already says what we're supposed to be looking for.
Okay.
Right?
I just want a confirmation on that. I ain't arguing with you, my brother. I know you're right.
Yeah. Seek peace and pursue it. Don't just look for it. You have to pursue it. Like men pursue gold and wealth and fame and fortune. Peace is the most important thing that you can seek. Yah's eyes are toward the righteous. He's making a separation. His ears listen to their cry. All right, if you're on the righteous side, Yah's going to hear you. Yah's face is against those who do evil. He ain't listening to your cry. He ain't answering your prayer if you're doing evil to cut off their memory from the earth. That's
so you mean to tell me if I'm raping and robbing and murdering folks and stealing folk wives, and then can I go to Jesus and being covered in the blood of Jesus, they're going to take care of me? Y'all said don't be doing none of that.
Oh, it's going to take care of you, all right. And not in the way you expect it.
That's all I need to know, brother. Thank you very much.
Y'all's telling us what the expectations are, right?
Exactly. Specific.
All right. Yah is there to those. Wait a second. Yah's face is against those who do evil. There's a whole list of people on the planet that's doing that, aren't there?
You better believe it.
Individuals and nation. Yah's face is against them. To do what? Cut off their memory from the earth. Sorry, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Oh,
the righteous cry, and Yah hears. He's letting you know when you cry, you're trying to do righteous. The Most High listens to your cry. But you have to cry. You can't be macho man talking about a man ain't supposed to cry. No.
Well, if you be a macho man, you may be marching in that parade. Macho man.
Yeah.
Who want to do that?
And macho men don't cry. Me, I'm not a macho man. Yah can count my tears. I know he knows the number of my tears.
Because
I always cry to him in any problem that I got. And
you and me both, my brother.
Me,
Abby, I suspect the fellow students too, Katya. You, me, Sister Abby, and the fellow students too. I surely suspect they are too, Katya. These are smart people. They're studying the LOM. It's true.
So we follow the path of King David. Yes. Because he pursued peace, he pursued righteousness, he sought Yah, Yah heard his cry, he's giving us the solutions to the life that he lived, what made him such a great king, right? Most of the kings didn't do this.
And they need to stop, they need to stop calling King Solomon, calling King David. That's your king. Right. Respect your heritage. Respect your country. They respect theirs.
Sure do.
They call her
that's
Queen Elizabeth. Don't they call her Queen Elizabeth, King Henry the Eighth? Respect your own country. Stop calling him like you know him like that. Give him the respect and support. Because the work he put in for us right now, we're learning from the work he put in. He was prophetic, leaving his work, get us close to the Most High. Get us on track, and we need to respect that king as such.
And we're socially engineered and programmed because of the way they constructed the book. We've already mentioned how the Greeks changed Moses' book from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And then when they make titles to these books, right, they say a psalm by what? They don't say King David. They don't say a psalm by King David, do they?
No. They got to respect. That ain't theirs.
No,
they don't.
When they don't respect them, we don't respect them. But it sends chills up and down my spine. Because you got all these people running around with titles, but you'll call your king by his first name. All our kings. Whatever king we had, good or bad, we should call them by their title. If you're taking a title, you should give them their proper title. Yah is near to those who have a broken heart and save those who have a crushed spirit. This should be a record. What becomes of the broken hearted? Who has gone and now departed? I know you remember that song.
Yeah.
Most I got the broken heart.
Well, you know what? Contrail, excuse me. You should have finished the last part. The broken hearted. Who is lost and now departed? Some way I got to find some sort of
peace.
We showing you how to find that. When you broken hearted, we showing you how to find that peace of mind. Like your king is showing you. It's true.
And there's a lot of broken hearts out there, aren't there?
It certainly is.
And not just women, broken hearted men.
Exactly.
Men and women. Broken
men and women.
Crushed spirits.
Crushed spirits.
And listen to this. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yah delivers them out of them all. It's a test. That's how diamonds are made. Affliction is pressure on the righteous to show and to testify that Yah is our Redeemer. Yah is our strength. Yah does deliver us. When he delivers us, we have to testify that, yes, I called on Yah and he delivered me.
Contrary, do they think it's easy? Do they really think this king is telling you it ain't easy? But
no,
it's good.
It ain't.
But it's good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a hero. I just woke up out of the ICU. It's going to be easy. Man, you might well lay back down and go in a comatose. Because if you think it's going to be easy, you're only lying to yourself and each other. There's many afflictions, as the king pointed out to you. But stay on focus. So Yah delivers you out of all of them. It ain't easy.
And this is why I cling to King David. Growing up in the ghetto in Harlem, when drugs flooded into our neighborhood and people were strung out and getting killed and going to jail, it had to be this. Many other afflictions of the righteous, but Yah delivers them out of them all. I'm like, Yah, you got to deliver me out of this madness. And he did.
Praise Yah.
He protects all of his bones. Like I said, I grew up in Harlem. I didn't get shot, stabbed, jumped, beat up. I came out without a broken bone. Wow. Because I was following the path of King David early. I'm like, I'm not facing what he faced. He's facing giants and nations want to kill him. His own king want to kill him. And not one of his bones is broken. Came out of that like that. I need to be on the same path.
You and I both. So Abiyah and these fellows.
Says evil shall kill the wicked, and that's what you see. People that's involved in narcotics and illicit activities that hurt our people, it kills them. Those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. Even though you can't touch the righteous, even though you hate us, it's you that's going to be condemned. Yah redeems the soul. He redeems what?
The soul.
Uh-oh. Of his servant. So we know Yah got us after we die. None of those who take refuge in him shall be condemned in the judgment.
Hallelujah.
Your soul will be preserved if you're serving Yah.
Hallelujah. Praise. Oh, praise.
Hallelujah.
Cartrell, you broke that down for them like they were 4 years old. There's no reflection on their age. Don't get mad. Y'all don't like folks to get mad about everything. You got your mouth stuck out. You got your mouth stuck out for the wrong reason. I didn't mean to enumerate that with your age. I meant that you being novices. And there's nothing wrong with not knowing something and wanting to know something. I don't want nobody sitting there telling me something I don't know. I want to know everything. And I'm not offended when I'm corrected about anything. I'm humble, stand correction.
Humility. They're not offended when Jesus tell them you got to be like a child. And born again.
Oh, white folk Jesus. Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, I already told you that. You got to be humble, contrite. You got to cry like a baby to him. You got to put your trust in him. That's the same thing. That was said with Yah, first and foremost. I don't need no addition telling me the same thing y'all already told me, Cartrell. Well, y'all says it's good enough for me. His footsteps are my pathways. My reliance and trust and hope is him and him alone. That's all I need. I don't need no extra. I don't need no addition. I don't need no additive. I don't need my enemy's God. That's just that on that. And I'm going to ride with that. I'm going to stand behind that. Now, I ain't hating on nobody what they doing with their God, but I need to do the right thing with my LOM. So therein lies our solutions, our antidote. These folks ain't got number warehouses of lies, misdirection, duplicity for you every day of the week. And you stand fixated on what they said. What the universal white race supremacist said today, I need to know. 403 years in county. How's it working out for you? No, you don't need to know. You need to set yourself apart. Stop doing what they do. Stop telling you to walk in the gay parade and Jesus is going to save you. Stop telling you can murder someone, sell drugs somewhere, take somebody else's wife, and Jesus is going to cover your sins. You should be lying to yourselves and one another. You got to own up and have respect. You got to stop doing what you're doing and do what y'all tell you to do. That's when you're going to start seeing solutions. I guarantee. I bet my life on it. Yum Suf, stop being a fool. Why can't you? Yum Suf ain't no better than you. What is Yum Suf doing? He's working with two fantastic brothers and sisters trying to educate our people. What is Yum Suf doing? He loves his brothers and sisters as he loves himself. What is Yum Suf doing? He loved the Most High, his Cartrell, Sister Avia, and you with all his heart, mind, and soul, and strength. And if Yum Suf can do it in the next food, certainly you can do it too. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Cartrell.
Praise
you. Sister Avia, what is your closing remarks and or comments?
All I'm going to say is earlier you spoke on that thinker. Just get ask y'all for a new thinker. That's so
true.
You can start
it's
doing
true.
The right thing.
Better
and also, that if your heart broken, give it to Yah. And
you
don't hold out no broken pieces. You have to give it all to Yah and ask him to heal that heart of yours. And
praise
also, you. Just love Yah with all your heart, soul, and strength. Seek Yah, obey Yah, and praise Yah. Shalom, family. Good night.
And Sister Avia, and tell them, don't let nobody take your Yah and LAM from you and give you some other God that they worship that's working out for them, but it's working on
sure
you.
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough. Don't mess
that's
around out there.
Sure enough. Thank you, Sister Avia. And thank you for your prayers over my nephew. It has worked wonders, as you can see. Not that I don't fear the pain of his passing, but I'm able to move on and deal with the situation. I'm able to continue to love my brothers and sisters as I love myself and love the Most High with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, and focus on those two entities. And I can do the job that we all are doing on the Real Talk for Real People study show. Praise Yah and bless
you. Give all that glory to Yah. Hallelujah.
And that's what getting me through, Sister Avia. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Cartrell, my dear brother, our dear brother and friend and fellow student, what say you?
I say all praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that I'm still number one on King David's Fan Club. I hope y'all join me. But,
Sister Avia, see, he already tricked me one time. He ain't gonna trick me. He ain't gonna trick me again, okay?
All right, now.
I know that y'all didn't know that King David had a fan club, but yes, he does have a fan club. And why does he have a fan club? Because his words are so powerful. We get the word saint from our king who wrote this song. And he also shows us his innermost thoughts, which made him strong. And the way I see it, It's like when I was taking V75. This is not physical self-defense. This is spiritual self-defense. And the more you study the spiritual self-defense, and it takes discipline, you raise higher in your spiritual powers. Because King David has spiritual powers. And he keeps reminding us that Yah redeems the soul. And that's like a focus of a lot of his songs. We want to preserve our souls by walking the righteous path and being connected with Yah. I don't care what nobody else is saying. I love King David because he's shown us the way. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Thank you very much, Sister. Thank you very much, Brother Contra. And thank you very much, fellow students. You have to be true to the Elohim. You have to be true to Yah. You have to be true to your nation, your culture. You have to know who your Elohim is. You have to know who you are and what you are or what you should be doing. And you have to be true to your people. Stop following your enemies. They are violent people. As you can see, the evidence doesn't lie. They love their violence. They love their guns. They don't care about throwing their little children under the bus. So why should you think for 1 minute that they care about you, anything about you? Your peace of mind, your safety, your balance? They don't care nothing about that. They just want to be in control. And that's the bottom line. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
you got to do. Got to be true to myself. Everyone wants to know. Yeah.